There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats come on. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares with Captain John Reagan. John Reagan, we have Sharon in Montana on with us. Welcome, Sharon.
Hi. I was going to make a comment about flat tires. I personally like fix a flat, or as my daughter calls it, man in a can. The tire people don't particularly like that, but after having driven 9 miles of dirt road each way for 13 and a half years, I don't really like getting out and changing tires personally. So it might be something people want to consider having. I realize it's kind of messy, but it sure is convenient.
Yeah, and, you know, Sharon, so you live on a dirt road. Do you have these sharp rocks that just penetrate the belts of the tires and cause them to fail? Is that what happens to you?
Sometimes, yeah. We just used to get flat tires. We actually put on heavy-duty tires on our cars even, so we didn't have to keep changing flats because we had, like, 3 flats in 2 months the first time. But I like fix the flats. It's really handy. I realize if you blow a big hole in the tire, you're going to have to get the spare out and change it. But it's awful handy.
Yeah. The problem with fix-a-flat, though, is it gets all over everything on the inside. It gets on the inside of the wheel. It gets on the, you know. It's really, that's why the tire guys don't like it. They don't like it for two reasons. One is it keeps you from spending money there, and the other is it's messy when they go to change the tire. But
you can use slime. You know.
Yep. Yeah. Cool. I agree with you.
I know that,
and I keep a can of that fix-a-flat stuff in our vehicles as well, just as a precaution should I not have a compressor with me or access to one and, you know, can't fix the tire. But yeah, good point.
Yeah. Well, it takes time to fix a tire. When I'm heading in town, something dressed up, I just really don't like to. I know how to. I just don't like to.
Mm.
So if it works, it's pretty handy. Anyway, that's
appreciate
all my
the
comments.
Call, Sharon.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Okay, John Reagan. And, one of the things that we were talking about was cutting the cable. And you mentioned that the last hour. So you're talking about entertainment, right? You're talking about cutting the cable for television, satellite TV, and so forth, right?
Right. And what happened is this last quarter, they've lost a net 566,000 subscribers. And when you add that to the first quarter, we're getting close to 900,000, 887,000 lost customers in 6 months. And what people are doing is they are going to services like Netflix, Amazon, probably Hulu as well. And, you know, for about $10 a month, you get to watch what you want to watch when you want to watch it. And part of this is saving money, which everybody is trying to do. Or at least a lot of people are trying to do now. And the other side is what's happening with young people, you know, that they're not into the broadcast mode that we grew up with. When they consume some entertainment content, they want it to be on their terms, on their time, when they want it.
You know, and I don't blame them. And the other thing I don't blame them for is the fact that I don't think they like commercials. I was at someone's home, and they have cable, where they live. And so this cable is over $100 a month, and they get to watch things like the Food Channel, and they have these idiotic competitions where, you know, they're trying to fix these meals, and they have these temper tantrums and flare-ups and profanities, and these people are branded. And I mean, it's mindless, absolutely mindless. And yet, in addition to paying over $100 a month for this idiotic programming, they then have about 20 minutes per hour of commercials. Why would anybody pay for that? I don't get it. I mean, I really don't get it. Yeah, we have commercials here on the network, but the broadcast is free to anyone who wants to listen. But to pay $100 for it is crazy. And I don't blame people for dumping we'll call it entertainment packages. And it's really, there's not much educational value that I can see in it. I really can't. And how many sports games can you watch? Guys in short pants chasing after a ball. Come on. How much can you learn from that? Other than their names and their stats. Other than that, what use is that? And when society collapses, and these guys come over to your house and say they're hungry, and you go, okay, I'll tell you what, I'll help you. I'll feed you. But you know what? What I really need to know is, what was the score of the last five games? Because that's really important to me. So if you know that, I'll be glad to feed you. We've lost our minds. We've lost our way. And we're careless. When we talk about carelessness, John, I bought some things on eBay that I needed. I wanted some electrical measurement equipment. I wanted some voltmeters to measure the voltage of each solar panel that we have on our barn. So I needed about 20 of them. I wanted some spares. They were $2 a piece from China. Shipping, $1.99. They arrived in about a week. I bought some wire from a U.S. seller on eBay. I'm still waiting for it, and it's like going up to the third week. So I contacted this guy, and I said, so when can we expect this wire? He said, I'll send you the shipping information tomorrow. He didn't even ship it. It's like 2 weeks, and he hasn't even shipped it. That's more carelessness here in the United States of America. But the Chinese are ready. They can get it to me from China faster than this guy can put it in a box and ship it from the East Coast. I'm seeing more and more of this. I'm seeing more and more careless drivers of trucks. They just throw stuff in the back, and they expect it to stay there. I was on the, boy, what a tirade I'm on. I was on the interstate, and there was this guy, you know, there's a guy with a ladder. He pulled in front of me, and I thought, man, I sure don't want to wear this ladder through the windshield of my truck. He had a pickup truck with a ladder, not strapped down. So I backed off, and I thought, wow. Then there was another guy that was riding my tail. He had strapped on to his pickup truck on roof carriers, 2x4s. He had them strapped on, and they were bending up in the front under the pressure of the air, lifting up the front of these 2x4s as he was going 80 miles an hour down the highway. Flies up on my tail, flies around me, gets in front of me, and I'm thinking, man, if one of these 2x4s lets go, they're all going to let go, and people are going to die all over the highway from these 2x4s. It'll be a massive car crash. Fortunately, it didn't happen. 10 miles up the road, there's a guy standing next to a washing machine on the side of the road. He's standing there on the cell phone. Obviously, the washing machine flew off the back of his trailer or his truck. And he was standing there with this crumpled up washing machine. 10 minutes further up the road, I saw this guy with a trailer and a stove. And he was in the median strapping down the stove on the trailer. And obviously it was the trailer from which the washing machine flew off. These are the kinds of things that we worry about. You know, guys doing 70 miles an hour down the highway with these poorly attached loads to the trucks and trailers. And who gets the benefit of it? Well, most of the time it's the guys behind them. I object to this. Now, if the cops are going to do anything, I think it'd be nice if they see these loads that are unsafe. I think it would be nice if they stopped these guys and said, hey, you know what? You're putting everybody behind you at risk. How about you pull over there and tie it up right? That would be something that would be for the public benefit. It'd be like protecting and serving. But these guys are too busy giving tickets to do that. John Reagan.
I've got another link there, leading indicator. And it talks about how with the S&P 500, you've got stocks that have new highs, when at the same time in this market, we have stocks that have new lows. And this has been going on for a number of days. And there's this indicator's happened four times in the past. And each of those times, the stock market has collapsed by at least a third. So, you know, again, we can't say that this is going to guarantee it. But when you're looking at indicators, especially with everything else we looked at, it's like I've been saying, if we don't have a market collapse this fall, September, October, I'll be more surprised than if it stays the same.
John, can you tell us a little bit more about what you're seeing with these leading indicators? You know, what kind of swings are we talking about?
Well, so many things, like in those other, you know, probably about a dozen charts we just covered, we're seeing, you know, from inventories to sales, ratios that when you see these pop up, it's suggesting that you're either in a recession or you're headed towards a recession. And mm-hmm. we've got so many of those flipping that direction right now that it would really take a strong economy to turn that around. And I'm seeing anything but a strong economy worldwide.
To put an exclamation point on that, John, I was in the truck listening to mindless radio. Not alternative radio, not what we do. Mindless radio. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Last chance. Got to get it right now. It's on sale. Get it now. Get it now. Get it now. Commercial after commercial after commercial. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carding to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. And John, I just got off the phone with Feral Gas. F-E-R-R-E-L-L. Gas, our propane company. And their price is $1.99 per gallon. And it's going up. It was as high as $1.32 this summer, and it's come down. This is their lowest price, and I called to let them know that I might be taking a delivery if I can make it worth their while. And what I do is I buy my own propane tanks. I own them, and I can buy gas wherever I'd like because I own the tanks, which is different from if you have your propane company say, okay, you know, I'll use your tank. And then you're kind of locked into buying propane from them at whatever price they want. And here's another thing. Why would a person not buy propane at or fuel oil at the lowest price? So why wait till winter when everybody else wants it and the price is higher? Buy it in the summer. Nobody's looking at fuel oil for heating in the summer. When it's really hot, no one's really looking for it. That's when we buy fuel oil. And we buy propane when no one's thinking about heating also. We buy it at the lowest price. And we own the tanks. So we own the tank and the propane. And by the way, you know, make sure your propane tank is where you can protect it. We have ours where we can protect them. I noticed going down the road that our neighbor's propane tank is missing. Someone decided that they liked his propane tank more than he did. And it's gone. It's gone. And top of the hour news, you learn that cows are being stolen. The economy's really bad. You know, all this nonsense about how good the economy is just that. It's nonsense. It's not good. And that's why people are stealing things. Like cows. You know, it's hard to steal a cow. I mean, when our cows see someone they don't recognize, they don't come running over and say hi. They go the other way. You know, when they see me or Mrs. Finelli or our children, they know us, they know our voices, and they've known us for years, and, you know, we give them hugs, and they come over and get their hugs. But stealing cows is tough. Makes a lot of noise. The cows moo, and they talk to each other, and then they all start talking to each other, and you have a herd of cows mooing, and you can hear it for quite a ways. Stealing cows is difficult, and it's being done. John Reagan?
Well, before we run out of time, I want to get to a link I have down in the preparedness section. It's called Sweet Sweet. And this talks about the new version of LibreOffice 5. And this is software that branched off from the OpenOffice project 5 years ago. And this latest release is about as good as you can get and still pay nothing. It works very well with Microsoft formatted documents, whether it's Word, Excel, PowerPoint, even Access. And this will work on basically anything from Windows computers to Linux to Mac. And another thing I like about this version is it's almost eliminated the need for Java, which is a security problem in its own right. And unless you're using the native database in this, and most people don't use databases at all, or you're using some of the widgets like in the document part where you are using a widget to help create a specific type of document, unless you're doing that, you can get away without having to have Java, and they're working on getting that eliminated as well. So if you want to have a nice office suite without having to spend any money, I would recommend LibreOffice.
John Reagan, I have been using OpenOffice for many years, the predecessor to LibreOffice. And I liked it. I really did. It worked well. The price was fabulous. It was absolutely free, as you've mentioned. And I've been using LibreOffice previous version. And that's what I have on my PC right in front of me right now. It works great. It really does. So let's tell Microsoft no. Let's tell Microsoft no, we're not buying their Office anymore. And just download LibreOffice. I'll put a post on the website. John, do you have a link to the download on your website?
All I have is that article.
Okay. I will post a link to the download on USA.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Getting a good view of a sore throat can be difficult, but the new doctor-recommended sore throat exam kit from SayAwNow.com makes it easy. A first-of-its-kind, scientifically designed oral retractor to relax the tongue, minimize gag reflex, and increase visibility. Our made-in-the-USA kit also includes a medical-grade reference chart, easy-to-use website and app so that you're one click away from unparalleled sore throat information. Click SayAwNow.com. SayAwNow.com, a must-have for your family's medical preparedness.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us in class. We've got a meetup tonight. I'll be talking about how to patch a tire. Plug a tire in an emergency and save some money. And also I'm going to connect the dots. That's at Jimmy's Egg tonight, 4:45 to 8 p.m. Springfield, Missouri, link on the website, or information is on the website. Captain John Reagan was talking about LibreOffice 5. He uses it He uses LibreOffice. I use it. It works great. It's absolutely free. You can download it. If you want to contribute, you may, but you don't have to. And the link is on the website to download it, usapreparedness.com. That's what Captain John Reagan was talking about. John Reagan, thanks for bringing that to our attention. It really is. It's great. It's really great to not have to patronize Microsoft. And I object to Microsoft selling defective software, of which there's patch after patch after patch after patch, and then there are back doors that let the government spy on everything we do. It's outrageous. So I try to patronize these other guys, these open source guys, like Linux, like LibreOffice, like OpenOffice, etc. Thanks so much for making that that available to us here at USA Prepares, John Reagan.
And just so people know, that article does have a link to where you can download it. It's in the second sentence of the article. But another thing I'd like to point out is, you know, with Microsoft, they're trying to go to this subscription model where you just don't pay once, you pay for it every month. And then on top of that, they have different levels. And most people go with the inexpensive route, getting the, you know, home and student edition. And what they don't realize, part of that license says you can't use it for commercial purposes. And guess what? That includes doing something for your church. So with LibreOffice, you don't have those limitations. Go and do what you want.
Isn't that ridiculous that Microsoft has decided to charge people more depending on how they use a product? I mean, can you imagine buying a hammer, okay, and having it cost more if I were going to use my hammer that I bought to help someone renovate his house and charge him to renovate his house? So if I were in the business, that hammer would cost more. Who do these guys think they are, really? It's the same product. Whether you use... Well, maybe it's not the same product. Maybe there's some more bells and whistles, but even so, why can't they just make the product and charge the lowest that they can stand for the product rather than ripping us all off and having the guy who founded Microsoft or one of the guys become one of the richest in the world? You know, I know people who make a lot of money. And then they do these, benevolent things. These philanthropic things, and they give away some of their services. How about instead of doing that, charge less for everybody? Charge less for everybody rather than make a fortune and then give a small fraction of that fortune away and have everybody think you're doing a wonderful thing.
And I thought I could cover that article without pushing your button.
Hey, John, it's getting really easy to push my buttons. I mean, there's so many things I'm frosted about. Really. Like Bill Gates saying, you know, we've got some disease problems and we need to have immunizations and vaccinations. And there are too many people. Those statements are mutually exclusive. You don't have too many people, say there are too many people, and then say we've got to save people who have disease. And what a great way to kill people, by giving them injections. I'll try to be quiet for the next couple of minutes. I don't know. I'll try.
Well, going back to the financial section, I've got a link called Feels Like the First Time. Most people seem to think, you know, America's great, America will never default, things like that. Well, this article I put up for reference purposes. The next debt default in America is the fourth one, not the first one. And one of the reasons I don't post more from this site, they make it a little difficult, especially when you're on the radio, because this is like a 12 web pages worth. And each time you click the next, you have to wait for the page to reload. But basically, it goes back talking about the default after the Civil War. The most recent one is when Nixon closed the gold window. So like I say, I put it up for reference. So if anybody wants to say America wouldn't do that, guess what? We've done it before. And the one below that, can a buck bang anymore? And there's a chart, just scroll down a little bit, increase in real GDP per dollar of incremental debt. And it shows that back in the time period after the World War II, 1947 to 1952, for each dollar of debt that we added, we got over $4.50 of GDP. So that's quite a bang for the buck. But starting in 53, that changed. And I don't know if they even teach it anymore, but back when I was an undergraduate and took business courses, they talked about, you know, the law of diminishing returns. Well, we went from getting over $4 for each dollar of debt. So from 53 through 84, that dropped to 63 cents per dollar. So every dollar, you didn't even get a dollar. As bad as that was, the period from 85 to 2000, it went down to 24 cents for every dollar of debt. And if that wasn't bad enough, from 2001 to 2012, that dropped again. For every dollar of debt, they got an 8 cent bounce in GDP. To put it another way, it takes $12.50 of debt to boost GDP by $1. And that is absolutely not sustainable. You can't use debt to solve our debt problem. Vincent?
Well, I'd like to say I'm speechless, but I've been thinking about something else. When you talk about debt, you talk about... I was talking with a gentleman who works in sales in the automotive industry. And it seems to me that people are taking on more debt than they can stand. And I have a feeling that this... I can't prove this, John. I was talking with our son about this as well. I was trying to connect these dots. That if you go on Craigslist and you type in, you know, Chevy Silverado, you'll see a whole bunch of almost new, really expensive trucks. I'm talking used $35,000, $40,000, $43,000. That's a lot of money for a used truck. And they're relatively new. They're just a year or so old, maybe 2013, 2014, 2015. Now, the question is, how does a truck get used and end up on Craigslist being sold by a dealership like that? How is that possible? Well, the only way I think that's possible, or one of the ways that seems most likely, is that people are defaulting on their loans. Those trucks are then repossessed, and then they end up on Craigslist and on dealers' lots and so forth. Me, you know, I look for a new truck, and I bought a brand new truck, well, new to me. It's a 2004. Now, to me, that's a new truck for $3,000. I paid $3,000 because I absolutely positively need a pickup truck here at the farm. I have to have one. And right now, it's less expensive for me to buy that used pickup truck than it is to replace the engine or rebuild the engine in my other truck where the diesel engine blew. I had a head gasket blow, which means I have to remill the head to make take the warp out of it, because the head gasket doesn't just blow. It's usually the head warps and then the head gasket fails. So I don't have time to do that, so I thought, well, I can buy a used truck for $3,000 and use that for a while, and if I want, I could sell that, and I'll always be able to get $3,000 out of this used truck, and then I can fix my truck that had the engine failure, and then I'm back in business again. But what I'm seeing is people, I believe, are spending more money than they have, John. That's what I think I'm seeing. Does that make sense?
Well, we've been put in a position, you know, it used to be that You know, the man of the house went out and worked. The woman stayed home, took care of the house and the kids. And then it got so expensive that husband and wife had to work. And now it's gotten so expensive that you know, even borrowing isn't enough. People are, you know, multi-generations of families are moving in together, or in some cases even total strangers are moving in together because that's the only way they can save money.
Yeah. And that brings to the to mind the point of cosigners. Cosigners on loans. And I'd like to share with our class today that if you're being asked to cosign on a loan, I talked about this with our son over the weekend, and I said, so what do you think about cosigning on loans? Just generically. He wasn't looking at borrowing money. I brought it up to him. He said, it's crazy to cosign on a loan for anyone who is not an immediate family member. Now think about that. So if you cosign on a loan, it's not like you're saying, you know what, I think Joe's a really good guy, and I'm going to sign on the dotted line, you know, attesting to Joe being a good guy. No, if Joe can't pay the note, you get to pay it. And your credit gets dinged in a major way for like 7 years if you don't pay for this note that you co-sign on. I would say you've got to be almost nuts to co-sign on a loan for someone who's not a family member. And that's what's happening in this economy. And that's why we have these trucks on the market. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why are
today?
God, you're
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. John, very quickly, I wanted to let you know that I was on the phone this morning for the broadcast with one of our instructors in Europe. And we're talking about diesel fuel. And what's happening is because of the temperature, the very unusual warming, 90 to 100 degrees at this time in Europe, that diesel fuel, the bacteria is growing in diesel fuel. And it may be causing some problems. So for those of you who have diesel vehicles, you may want to look into some kind of remediation. So we're looking at, will kerosene work? And we believe that 1 to 100 ratio of adding kerosene, one part kerosene to 100 parts diesel fuel to absorb the water, to bind the water in the kerosene, then the kerosene gets bound to the diesel, then you can just burn the diesel as normal. But we're looking at the bacteria that is forming in the bottom of these diesel fuel tanks because of the bacteria, because of the water, because of the warm temperatures. So it may be a problem, and I have to check that on our tanks. Just you may want to take a look at that and see if your tanks have bacteria growing. What you can do is you can stick a stick in the tank and wipe it along the bottom of the tank, pull the stick out and see if you have this black sludge and see if you have more than you think you should have. If you do, then the next thing is we need to treat it with an insecticide. And we'll get into more of that later as we learn more about what to do. John Reagan, back to you.
I've got a couple of articles in the employment section, Clueless or Evil and the Cost of Working, that help to explain the situation we're in and how it's going to be so difficult to try to add jobs and add pay. The first one goes to an article titled, Our Government Destroy Your Jobs, and there's a report in there of an entrepreneur that wanted to open a bagel shop and employ six people, and he finally gave up because the regulations of trying to open that shop and the cost of those regulations was just beyond what it could handle. And the other one talks about the problem of the welfare state, and they've got a the chart doesn't necessarily help. It's a very busy chart, but it points out, and this narrative is underneath that chart, and this is based out of Chicago, where if you had a single mother of two going from $12 an hour to $18 an hour would be just absolutely disastrous for her, because given the benefits that she gets as a single mother, at that $12 an hour rate, she's seeing basically a lifestyle of over $63,000 a year. Going to $18 an hour, that would drop to just over $38,000 a year, dropping over $24,000, over $2,000 a month. And she would actually have to make $38 an hour just to get back to her lifestyle, recovering from that welfare cliff. So they designed it so people cannot afford to better themselves. Vincent?
Well, I've been a slumlord. I didn't start out as a slumlord, but I bought some buildings back in the 1980s, and I put tenants in them. I rehabbed them, made them really nice, and they were great buildings. My tenants turned me into a slumlord by destroying the buildings, and I can tell you that we had a 30-year-old mother who moved in with her 15-year-old daughter, and they're both on welfare, who had, the 15-year-old daughter had a daughter, and then the grandmother of the daughter moved in, so we had four generations of welfare in one building. I've seen it. I've absolutely seen what you're talking about. And this was in 1980. Four generations of welfare. We're in so much trouble, it's unbelievable. 360 degrees of threats. That's what we talk about here on USAPrepares.com. And, you know, people who are honest, and we advocate being honest and having integrity, those of us who are at a disadvantage because there are so many people lying, cheating, stealing, and clawing their way through the system. John Reagan, thanks so much for being with us. Meet up tonight, class. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.